Today's scripture reading is taken from the New Testament, 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 13 to 19. We will first read this, first in unison in English, and then in Chinese. From God's Word, verse 13. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. God bless the reading and hearing of the living word. Today, Pastor Wilson will bring today's message titled Developing a Life of Holiness.
Good morning. Let's start our time with prayer. Lord, will you move mightily in our lives today? Often there are many twists and turns in life, and we might be disappointed or perplexed or anxious. Give us minds that are sober so that we can reflect on your good news, the gospel message. For as we just sang, the blood and righteousness of Christ is sufficient for us to grant us the peace that surpasses understanding.
So through
the power of your Holy Spirit, grant us all insight into your word today. So that we might ponder it, so that we can put it by faith into action. Bless our time together. We ask that in the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, if you were here with us last time, this is a continuation of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 and following.
如果你上次都同我哋一齐嘅时候，我哋今日系继续讲紧彼得前书一章13至19节嘅下半部。
But this is the second part, and so I can only briefly review with you what we said prior.
今天是第二部分, 我可以大概略地講一下上次我們講了什麼。
Even with a cursory reading of the text this morning, you'll know that we're called by God himself to be holy.
我們剛剛看到的就是神呼召我們成為聖潔。
And if you've been a Christian for a while, you know that's a prominent teaching in the Holy Scriptures.
如果你做了基督徒一段時間的時候, 你知道這個信息在聖經裡面有一個很重要的信息。
You know, as David Chan and Wilson Y were reading the text to us, verse 15 says, He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
好像刚才, 带领崇拜的长老都讲,
But as we learned last time, that term, be holy, is a difficult term to get a hold of.
好像上一次我们讲到说,圣洁这个字是一个很难要捉摸到的字。
Again, I can't unpack what I said last time, because again, our time is limited. But we have to carefully consider what that means.
我们很小心去思量究竟这个字是什么意思。
We said that the concept of holiness is way, way, way more than just right moral living.
我们上次讲到说,圣洁这个字不单止是要活一个正确的生活,或者做一个道德的人。
If you want to understand holiness, you have to notice where Peter got his quote from.
我们要清楚,圣洁这个字就是要看清楚彼得他是引用哪一段的圣经去讲这句话。
Just to give you a little quiz, where did he get be holy because I am holy?
他说你们要圣洁因为我是圣洁的, 你猜在哪一段的经文引用出来的呢?
Leviticus, right?
是利未记。
Leviticus talks about holy things, like utensils, cups, tables, objects.
利未记提到很多, 成为圣的东西, 譬如是桌, 譬如是杯, 譬如其他的摆设。
And if you're familiar with the scriptures, Leviticus doesn't list the Ten Commandments.
你记得的经文的时候, 利未记不只是去列出, 十诫。
The Ten Commandments, law of God, are listed in Exodus and Deuteronomy, not Leviticus.
利未记并没有将十诫列出来, 十诫是在, 出埃及记, 在, 申命记里面去找到。
Because the word holy in Hebrew, because the Old Testament is written in Hebrew, originally means separate, to be set apart.
圣洁这个字在原本希伯来文里面讲就是说要分别为圣分别出来。
So it means much more, though it does include to be moral.
所以不单止只是好像有道德一样。
And right away, when you hear the word holy and you realize it means set apart, you know why God can say, I'm holy.
所以当你知道圣洁这个字讲到是分别为圣的时候, 你就可以理解到神为什么说我是圣洁的。
Because God is utterly unique, far greater than us, set apart.
因为神是独特的, 比我们更加大, 祂是和我们分别出来的。
He's unique in his perfection, in his greatness. He's not like us.
祂的完美, 祂的伟大和我们不同。
In fact, the scriptures make clear that there is none like him.
圣经甚至讲到说没有一个人好像他一样。
So in one sense, when God says I'm holy, he means I'm utterly set apart. There's no one like me.
所以神说我是圣洁的时候,他是说我和其他人完全不同,没有人好像我一样,我是分别出来的。
Not only no one, but nothing. Nothing is like God.
不单止一个,而是没有一个人是好像神一样。
So to belong to God means to live on his terms, reserving ourselves for him.
所以为神而活就是说我们要是跟随神的带领去生活,我们所做的要好像他一样。
That's why when Christians live the Christian life, they're delighting, they're obeying, they're honoring God.
所以基督徒是, 在神里面去活着是有喜乐,是顺服他,是尊荣他。
I'm going to ask you another question, an obvious answer. What's the opposite of belonging to God?
我想问你另一个问题,就是说,想去跟从神的另一个反面是什么呢?
maybe someone under 12. What's the opposite of belonging to God?
他说属于神的反面是什么呢?
Anyone?
有没有人想试啊?
Living for yourself.
就是为自己而活了。
Right? So what does it mean to be holy?
那成为圣洁又是什么意思呢?
To be moral?
有道德。
It does include that, but there's a lot more to it than that.
是更加多，比有道德是更加多。
It means to no longer live for yourself. You live for God, for others.
就是说不再是为自己而活，你是为神而活，为其他人而活。
That's the principle. That's the biblical principle of holy practice.
那个就是圣经的原则，要去实践圣洁。
The principle of holy living, which God is calling you to live.
要成为圣洁，神去呼召你，就是这样。
So how then, this is on slide two, how then does a life of holiness develop?
那一个圣洁的生活是怎样发展出来呢?
How do you and I grow to be like Christ?
你和我怎样是活着更加似基督呢?
Well, obviously holiness is not something you can just switch on like a light switch, right?
很明显圣洁这件事不是在生命里面去按一个掣就会自然弹出来。
Well, as we said, at the end of the message last time, it develops in three ways. The mind, the will, and the heart.
好像上一次我所说过的，就是说要包括三样东西。第一是头脑，第二是你的心思，第二是意志，第三是你的心。
Before I ran out of time last time, we briefly touched on the mind, as verse 13 explains.
上一次我们讲到第13节，讲到关于你的头脑。
The King James Version says or translates that phrase in verse 13, minds that are not only sober, but alert. The King James Version translates that literally.
英皇钦定本翻译这个字，它不单只是清醒，也带有一个警醒的意思。
It translates minds that are not only sober, but alert as, in Koine Greek, gird up your mind.
清醒的意思也包括了要约束你的心。
And what Peter is doing is he's giving you a metaphor, a vivid metaphor.
彼得所做的就是给了你一个很活生生的比喻。
You know, because again, Peter lived in the first century, right, in a different culture than ours.
彼得活在第一世纪，跟我们现在文化很不同。
And in those days, not only women, but men wore flowing robes, maybe down to your shins or ankles.
当时的人穿的衣服不单是女人，而男人也是，他们穿的衣服很长的，可能落到脚踭这样。
So when you went down the street, everybody had these long robes on.
那你在街上走的人，个个都是穿着好像长袍的衣服。
So when you had to do something very active, like running, or maybe some type of manual labor, you'd have to pull up your skirt.
Run somewhere, right? 如果做事或者有些事要做，是要有行动的时候，那你要去抽起件衣服。
So you'd have a belt or a girdle, and you roll up your skirt or your robe so you could run.
那你的长袍上面有条皮带，那你将这个皮带就束起来，是扎在里面，那你就可以去跑，去做其他。
Therefore, to gird up your loins was a way of saying in Koine Greek, get ready. Get ready for action.
那你束起这件衣服，就是说你准备有行动了。
So to gird up your mind, which is the analogy or the metaphor that Peter is using here, means that though you should, you know what you should do as a Christian? You should be thinking, like you're fully sober, thinking about how to live out the truth, how to live out your faith. Think about it.
So
how do you put your faith into action?
当彼得说你要约束你的心的时候，就是说你要预备好，不单只要清醒，而是想想你要有什么行动去活出你的信心。You
should think out the implications of you being saved, of your faith.
你要去小心去想想，究竟你得救，你的信心是带来什么生命的意义呢?
In other words, you're pondering, thinking things over, how to live out this particular truth that God has just revealed to me in His Word, by His Spirit, how do I live it?
你要小心去想想, 究竟神藉住佢嘅圣灵将佢话语启示俾我，我点样要去活出我嘅生命咧？
And there's so many examples of that in the scriptures.
呢个好多喺经文里边好多嘅例子。
You know, Ephesians, the example I used last time, if you're familiar with Ephesians or the letter to the Romans, you know that the first part of those letters are full of doctrine, theology, study, in-depth things of God.
咁上次我提到嘅彼得以弗所书喺前半部分关括包括咗好多嘅教义，讲到啊神嘅有好多嘅解释，好多嘅教义喺入边。
But then the second part of Ephesians, the second part of Romans is very practical. Paul, who's the author there, is showing you how to live it out, how to ponder it. You know, this deep stuff, how it helps you in life.
但彼得以弗所书嘅下半部咧，就包括咗好多实际应用嘅嘢，就系讲到你点样去活出你嘅生命，点样去将呢啲教义应用喺你嘅生命里边。
And Paul does a marvelous job making that connection for us: doctrine, practicality, living.
保罗咧做咗一样好好嘅嘢，就系话将教义同埋实际生活嘅应用咧去联系起嚟。
An example I used was Ephesians 6:5-9, when Paul's talking about your work life.
咁我上次讲到嘅一个例子就系讲到啊，保罗去点样喺你嘅工作嘅生活里边活出嚟。
He's thinking out the implications of the particular truth of God's word. How do I live it in the work life?
佢特别讲到有一个神点样用引用神嘅真理用喺佢工作嘅生活上面。
By the way, if you're still in school, your work life is your schoolwork.
如果你是读书的时候，你的工作是什么呢？就是你学校的功课 学习。
And so he's thinking it out in Ephesians 6:5-9. It's an insightful portion of scripture that has helped many, many people over the centuries.
所以保罗要好好思考，所以他写出来就是怎样用神的真理应用在人的生命上。
And Peter, in our text, is saying you have to be doing the same thing.
而彼得所讲嘅就话你同样要做一样嘅嘢。
I have it on slide 3. To be holy is not first a matter of the will, though it includes that. You have to first engage your mind. You have to think.
所以佢话要成为圣洁，首先嘅唔系要有一个意志，而系首先你要去思考。
And I don't think I'm stretching it in the text. He says to use all of your mind. That means think.Carefully, intently.
所以你要用全部的心思要去真的要去思考去想。
Secular people or non-believers say this all the time. I think you can verify this. I don't think about all the big questions about life most of the time. That's what a common non-believer would say.
熟世的人或者未信的人，他们很多时候讲句话就说我不会花太多时间去想生命上面的事。
I just try to live one day at a time. You know, I don't think about that philosophical or the things of utmost purpose of my living.
我只是尝试呢是一日过得一日就得一日，我不会去想一些哲学性的问题，生命的意义那些事。
You know, even some Christians who don't think out their faith say that.
甚至乎有些基督徒呢，他不去思考他的信仰生命的时候，他们都是这样说。
That's dangerous, because when you say that, you're basically saying, I don't need God. I could do life. Who cares what God says?
但如果你这样讲的时候，很危险的，因为你是讲的就是说我不需要神。谁要神在他生命上面呢？我喜欢自己怎样过活就怎样过活。
The non-believer or the nominal Christian says, I get my peace by not thinking out the implications of what I believe.
被基督徒他们会说，我怎样得平安呢？就是不去想生命的意义是什么。
I just get through the grind.You know, get through the grind of the week and then live for the weekends.
咁我净系一至五做好嘅工作，跟住咧周末我就去享乐。
And on the weekends, I just forget about all the problems of life.
周末咧就我可以忘记晒生命所有嘅问题啦。
Well, Peter, Paul say Christians are different.
但系彼得同保罗话基督徒系唔同嘅。
They say through God.We get our peace from thinking out the implications of what we believe.
基督徒会说藉着神，我们去 思考生命嘅意义，然后得着呢个真正嘅平安。
You see what they're saying to you? You have to use your head.
你意思系乜嘢咧？就话你要用你嘅头脑。
Why?
点解咧？
Peter says in the latter part of verse 13, the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed.
彼得喺十三节下半部佢话耶稣基督显现嘅时候所带嚟俾你嘅。带嚟俾你哋嘅恩。
See, there Peter's referring to the end of time.
彼得系讲到呢个末后嘅时候。
You see, at the end of time, Jesus Christ is going to come back.
喺末后嘅时间，耶稣基督会再翻嚟。
And he said he's going to make everything new when he comes back.
而当耶稣基督再翻嚟嘅时候，佢将所有嘅嘢都会更新。
And Peter is imploring you, the Christian, to say, think about these implications of that truth.
彼得就是鼓励你要不断去思考究竟这个真理的意义在哪里呢?
In other words, he's challenging you and saying, what does it mean to live for him if I believe he's coming back?
换句话说他挑战紧你就是说如果你相信他会再回来的时候你怎样为他而活呢?
Set your hope. That's what Peter says. Set your hope. It means get your hope, get your confidence, get your peace by what? Thinking.On the truths of the scriptures.
彼得就是说你要去捉紧你的盼望。你的盼望在哪里呢?就是要想清楚这个真理所带给你的意义是什么。
That's what we mean when we tell our young people to have a Christian worldview. You have to actually believe what the universe is about. Why are you here? Who God is? Who we are?
所以当我们去讲给年轻人听你要去想清楚你基督徒的世界观是什么的时候他意思就是说你要想想你为什么在这里你由哪里来你要做什么
But again, as I mentioned, there are more than one example in the scriptures. I used Ephesians 6 on how Paul thinks things out concerning the scriptures. Let me give you another example.
我刚才讲过譬如以弗所书六章的例子保罗讲到怎样去将这个真理去应用在生活上面有现在有另一个例子。
And this is on slide 4. In Colossians 3:15, Paul says you should have the peace of God in your heart. I'm paraphrasing 3:15.
在哥罗西书三章十五节他说叫基督的平安在你的心里面做主。
In other words, Paul's saying you shouldn't be anxious.
即是说保罗叫你不要忧虑不要焦虑。
You should trust the Lord.
你要去信靠神。
You belong to him, so you should trust him.
你是属于他的，所以你要信靠他。
You shouldn't be anxious and upset all the time.
你不应该要焦虑，不应该要不开心。
He says, let the peace of God guard, rule your heart, the core of your being.
他说让神的平安在你心里面去做主，就是说在你的心里面中心做主。
You see? Think.On these things, that's what he's saying.
他讲紧就话你要思考呢啲嘢。
Think on these truths.
去思考呢啲真理。
About the universe, about the world.
去思考下你世界上面相信嘅嘢，呢个世界同埋神叫你相信嘅嘢。
And as you see on slide 5, the next verse, Colossians 3:16 in the NIV, it says, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another." With all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts.
跟住哥罗西书三章十六节，佢继续讲话：当用各样的智慧，把基督道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
And so, what Paul is challenging the Colossian Christians, Peter does the same in a similar way.To the audience he's writing to.
所以保罗去咁样挑战佢信徒嘅时候，彼得同样系咁样去挑战我哋。
Because in our text, in the latter part of verse 13, it says, "Set your hope."
因为第彼得喺头先嗰读嘅经文十三节嘅下半部，佢话你要系捉住你嘅盼望。
On what? Set your hope on what?
将你嘅盼望摆喺边一度咧？
Set your hope means get your hope, your confidence, your peace, your thinking.What you actually believe about the universe from God.
就即是说你要将你的盼望、你的信心、将你的平安讲到关于你相信这个世界是怎样的时候放在神那里。
Are you a Christian this morning?
今天早上你是不是基督徒呢?
The Bible says God made this world to be a perfect paradise.
圣经说神去做这个世界的时候呢，是一个完美的地方，一个天堂这样。
It was supposed to be a place of perfect love and glory.
原本是一个完美有爱和荣耀的地方。
But as David Chan prayed for us, earlier in the opening of the worship service, it's because we turned away from the human race that everything's broken.
好似刚才崇拜主席祈祷开头祈祷嘅时候所讲，就系话我哋去转向离开神，直到呢个世界都变得破落。
But God, in the form of His Son Jesus Christ, has come into this world and at infinite cost to Himself, died on the cross.
但系耶稣基督由神成为肉身嚟到呢个世界，去死喺十字架上边。
But because He was perfect, because He did not sin, but He died for our sins, the Godhead rose Him from the dead.
因为祂是完美的，祂是无罪的，祂为我们的罪而死，以致神呢，将祂从死里面去复活。
And Peter is saying, someday He will return and make everything right again.
又彼得就说，有一天祂会再回来，而会将所有的东西都去更新。
You know what that means?
你明白什么意思呢?
It means that no matter what happens to you now,If you believe on Him and you die, which is the worst thing that can happen to you, you'll be with the Lord.
就是说无论什么事发生，甚至乎最坏的事情，就是你死，你都会跟神一起。
And that's what Peter means. At the end of time, everything's going to be made right.
彼得说做末世末后的时间，所有东西都会去更正。
Do you have peace right now?
你现在有没有这个平安呢?
Do you have hope?
你有没有盼望呢?
Do you have confidence?
你有没有你的信心呢?
Or are you jittery, anxious?
还是你焦虑不安呢?
Well, Peter's answer is, you're not thinking.
彼得就说你不是思考着。
And if you're a Christian and you're going around constantly under stress and anxiety, it's because, says Peter, you're not thinking.
如果你基督徒，你过的生活都是焦虑不安的时候，就是代表着你不是思考着。
In other words, you will not be holy. You will not have peace. You will not be able to live the Christian life unless you engage your mind.
就是说，如果你不去真的用你的心思去思考的时候，你不能够过一个圣洁的生活，不能够过一个基督徒的生活。
And what Peter's alluding to is, a lack of thinking gives you a lack of peace.
彼得就是说，你不去思考的时候，你就不会有平安。
And it's a lack of thinking that gives you a lack of holiness.
你不去思考的时候，你不会得到圣洁。
Now that's the first thing, but it's not the only thing, right? The mind. We also have...As the scriptures tell us, the will and the heart in engaging us for the Christian living and life.
另外两样东西讲到就是我们的意志和我们的心去怎样在我们基督徒的生活里面去实践出来。
But I hope you get the emphasis of Peter saying this because Christians ought to be people who are willing to think.
我希望你们看到彼得所讲的，我们作为基督徒，我们要去思考思想。
Now in contrast, secular people,In a place like New York City, believe this life is all there is.
咁熟世嘅人，好似喺纽约市活住嘅人，佢哋未信嘅人，佢哋会话呢个世界就系咁样噶啦。
They might be polite to you and say, you know, what you believe, Christian, is okay, but don't bring that here.
咁佢哋可能好有礼貌咁样啊，你信咩都唔紧要，但系你唔好咧将呢啲嘢咧带嚟呢一度，带嚟我度。
They say that because they don't think there's a God.
佢哋唔会认为嗰度有神。
They think what you see right now in this world is all there is.
他们想的就是说这个世界就是这样的。
Now, if you're a Christian, you should challenge that false worldview when people say that.
当有些人这样想的时候，你作为基督徒，你要挑战他们这个世界观。
You can say respectfully to a secular person, how do you understand then how love came to be in this world is all there is?
那你可以很有礼貌地问问他们。啊、如果你这样想的时候，你想想爱究竟是怎样来的呢？如果这个世界就是这样。
Because if that's true, that this world is all there is, love is basically a chemical reaction.
因为如果这个世界就是这样一个物质世界的时候，爱就只不过是一个化学的作用。
In other words, the feeling of love that you have with loved ones is an illusion.
你所爱的人那种爱的感觉只不过是一个幻觉。
Because that's all that this world is, all what you just see, right?
因为这个世界你就说就这么看到那么多就是那么多嘛。
So by conclusion, love's a chemical reaction if you think that, because that helped your ancestors in the past survive, that's it.
因为爱就只不过是一个化学的作用，帮助你的祖先将生命一代一代传下去。
Because if you believe this is the world, that this is all there is, when you die, that's it. There's nothing else.
而且当你死的时候就是这样的了，如果你认为这个世界就是你所眼见的那么多。
And if you conclude that, then nobody is even going to be around to remember anything you've ever done, and the sun is going to die.
如果你是这样相信的时候，将来没有人会再记得你所做过任何的事，甚至乎这个太阳也都会消失。
So nothing you do in the end makes any difference.
所以无论你做任何的事，到最后都是无关系。
Love's just an illusion, and when you die, says the secular person, you rot.
爱只不过幻觉的时候，你死的时候，你只不过是开始去腐烂，就是这样了。Of
course, when you dialogue with a secular person in New York, you say that, they're going to say, well, you know, if you're going to think like that, of course, I'm going to get depressed.
他可能会回答你，如果你要这样想都没办法，只是每一个人都变得很情绪很低落了。
And that's why I don't talk about these things, or I don't think about these things all the time.
所以他说，所以就是我这样，我不去想这些生命的问题。
I'm just a practical person. I just take one day at a time.
我是一个很实际的人，我每日过一天就一天。
In other words, when you say that, you don't believe in God. And you're getting your peace by not thinking out the implications of what you believe about the world.
即是说你不相信神，你不去将你的心思去想一下，究竟这个世界的意义在哪里。
But Peter challenges us. He says, Christians are different.
但彼得挑战我们，基督徒应该是不同的。
We get our peace, which surpasses understanding, from thinking out the implications of what we believe about the universe.
我们藉着去思考这个世界的意义而得到这个平安。
So much for the mind. What about the will?
那意志又是什么呢?
You have to engage the will as well as the mind, says verse 14.
你要同样的，要去运用你的意志，第44节讲。
I'm reading from the New International Version. You have the English Standard Version before you. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
他说你们既做信命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
You probably don't need explanation of that verse, right? To be holy means you obey. You obey the Lord God.
信命的儿女什么意思呢？就是你信服神啦。
But notice, by the way, it says in verse 14, don't conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
接着他说，不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
Peter's addressing Gentiles who didn't know the law of God, the Ten Commandments.
他是对这个外邦人去说话，因为他当时外邦人不知道神的十诫的其他规条。
But they recently came to faith in Christ, so now they do. They know the implications.
但他认识耶稣基督，他来到神的面前，他知道这个意义是什么。
And it's because they now know Christ, now they must conform to the Ten Commandments.
他们现在认识耶稣基督的时候，他们就要去认识十诫，遵守十诫。
That's a matter of the will, right? Obeying.
顺服就是一个意志的事情。
There's an engagement, right? A conformity.
你要去参与，要你的生活要一致的。
But notice in the passage, he says, as obedient children. He doesn't say obedient subjects.
他讲的是信命的儿女，不是说一个信命的物件。
He says, as obedient children do the will of God, right?
信命的儿女去顺服神，跟随神的旨意。
So he's talking about a kind of unconditional, absolute, trusting obedience that small children give to their parents when they know they're loved.
就好像儿女去完全的去相信, 去依靠佢哋嘅父母一样，因为佢知道佢嘅父母爱佢。
You know, there are examples of that kind of love, that children display, small children display to their parents, the trusting love in the scriptures.
咁喺圣经里边亦都俾我哋睇到有啲例子，就系呢个儿女去点样去信靠佢哋嘅父母。
Let me just give you one Old Testament story that describes that kind of obedience.
喺旧约里边有一个故事，我可以俾你睇。
It's from 2 Samuel 23.
喺撒母耳记下嘅23章。
And if you're familiar with that narrative portion of the Bible, David became king.
咁你记得嗰段经文咧？嗰段嘅经文咧，大卫成为咗呢个以色列嘅王啦。
And the Philistines, the enemies of Israel, were really worried that David was going to turn Israel, the small nation, into a strong nation.
咁以色列嘅敌人腓利士人咧，佢哋好担心大卫会将以色列咧变成一个强国。
And so the Philistines were thinking strategically, right? Back then, and so as soon as David was crowned king, they invaded Israel.
咁腓利士人咧就当大卫成为咗王之后咧，佢哋就立即去入侵以色列。
Right, it was a strategy to destabilize the nation of Israel, right?
佢哋用方法去使到呢个以色列咧唔稳定。
So they came in and invaded, and David was forced to flee with some of his mighty men into the wilderness.
咁腓利士人入侵以色列，咁大卫咧就要逃走，同佢一啲大能嘅勇士咧一齐逃走。
And the mighty men in 2 Samuel 23 are the kind of like the elite group of soldiers that David might have trained. They came with him into the wilderness.
咁呢啲大能勇士咧，可能系大卫咧亲自去拣选同埋去训练。咁佢同大卫咧一齐走去呢个荒野里边去躲避。
Now the Philistines, one of the enemies of Israel, occupied big parts of the country.
咁腓利士人咧，佢哋自己都本身系已经占据咗好大嘅地方
，which included Bethlehem, which was David's hometown，
包括咗伯利恒系大卫嘅原本佢自己居住嘅地方。
And so, do you get the picture of the narrative? He's out in the wilderness, right, with his mighty men, and he's feeling pretty down because, hey, your arch enemies just invaded your country and they're spreading across your nation.
咁大卫同佢嘅同僚咧，就喺呢个荒野里边去躲避逃难。咁佢哋咧就觉得好低落，情绪好低落，因为佢哋嘅家乡俾人侵占咗。
You know, it's kind of like when you kind of your hope is on a thin thread, right? Things are falling apart in your life.
咁咧，你嘅盼望咧就系命悬一线嘅啫。
So one day it's hot, and David is tired, and he's very discouraged.
咁有一日咧就好热，大卫咧就好攰啦，佢都系好沮丧。
And so in the midst of his men, he says this. He's just kind of thinking out loud. Oh, if only I could just drink one cup of water from this wonderful well that I remember that's at the gate of my hometown, Bethlehem.
咁咧，佢喺佢嘅人嘅当中咧，咁佢讲咗句说话，好无意嘅就话如果我系能够饮到呢个伯利恒里边嘅井旁嘅水咧，咁就好啦。
Again, David's king. He's not commanding the soldiers.
佢咧唔系指派佢啲士兵要去咁样做，佢只不过系就咁样去讲出嚟。
It wasn't even a request.
佢唔系甚至乎系要求。
It's just sort of a sigh.
佢好似
系
一个嗟叹一样，佢就咁去讲出嚟佢心里边所想嘅嘢。
A hope.
一个盼望。
And David was from Bethlehem, and he knew about that well and the great water there.
咁大卫喺伯利恒上，但系佢知道嗰个井嘅水系点样。
And so David, who's getting depressed and tired, he's probably longing for the day that he'd again be king of the entire land, where he could go to that well.
大卫咧好疲倦、好沮丧，佢系好渴望有一日佢再成为王嘅时候，佢能够翻去个伯利恒里边去饮个井嗰个水。
And so David's just longing for that, and he just spoke out loud.
大卫咧即系心想盼望嗰一日。佢心里所想嘅就讲咗出嚟。
But three of his elite forces of his soldiers, his men, thought it'd be a good idea to get the water.
咁呢啲大能嘅勇士里边有三个人，佢哋谂呢个系一个好主意，将呢个水咧带俾佢嘅王。
So they secretly put on their swords and their armor, and they risked their lives. They got a water jug and went out across enemy lines to Bethlehem to that well.
咁咧，佢哋带上佢哋嘅盔甲，带上佢嘅剑，跟住好秘密咁样去一齐出去，去到嗰个井里边去攞呢个水。
And the narrative in 2 Samuel 23 describes that they fought their way through the enemy lines into Bethlehem, got the water in a jug, risked their lives, and came back.
圣经里面描述他们如何去打倒很多的人才去到伯利恒的井里面去拿这些水。
And they finally make it back. They come in front of King David and give him the water.
然后他们回到大卫的面前将这个水去给他喝。
And David is stunned, absolutely stunned.
大卫很惊讶。
He knows at great risk what these men did to get just this jug of water.
他知道他们冒多大的危险才可以拿到这个水回来。
The soldiers were fighting the Philistines as they were getting water and surviving, trying to get back. They probably would have died.
他们打得很多的非利士人才拿到这个水，还有又要去再打其他人才可以回来去冒他们生命的危险。
They risked their lives for the king.
他们为他的王去冒生命的危险。
Because the odds were against them that they'd get back safely with the water.
因为他们能够去安全地将这个水带到回来的机会其实不是很高。
And then something startling happened. Do you know what David did when he got the water from the soldiers and was actually stunned?
当大卫去得到这个士兵，这个带领的勇士带回来给他的水的时候，他做了什么呢？
He pours the water out onto the ground and he says, I'm not worthy of this kind of devotion.
大卫就将这个水就在他们面前倒了下来。他说，对于你们的忠心，我实在不配。
And this melted the men's hearts because he says, I'm sure we're very honored that the king did that.
这些人都觉得很感动，因为他们觉得大卫这样做，令到他们觉得很有尊荣。
And David in the text says, your devotion is so great that even I, the king, am not worthy of that kind of devotion.
大卫他对他们说，你们这么忠心，我实在是不配。
Now, of course, that story probably means a whole lot of things.
这个故事可能也代表很多其他东西。
But for our purposes, I hope you see the relevance.
但是对于我们今天所说的，我希望你看到个关系。
If you're really devoted to someone that you love and that you belong to, you want that person to be honored.
如果你是对某个人是真是忠心是爱他的时候，你希望那个人是感觉到尊荣。
And therefore, you would do, like those mighty soldiers did, sacrificial things just to delight, bring delight to that person.
你就会好像这些大能的勇士那样去牺牲他们自己，去愿意将这个喜乐带给那个人。
It doesn't have to be a command. It doesn't have to be a request that the king makes.
不一定是那个王要特别去要求你，或者要去指派你去做这些事。
You just want to please that very significant person.
你只是想取悦这个这么重要的人。
And even a sigh, a thought out loud, a remark as David made would get your attention.
甚至乎好像只是大卫一个好像一个嗟叹或者是讲出他心思的时候，就能够去捉住你的注意力。
You know what I just described is quite different than just following the rules, following the regulations.
同要去跟从规条、跟从教条是很不同。
And thinking to yourself, which ones should I keep?
你不需要去想，究竟哪一样东西我要去保留。
It's kind of like the Christians who say to themselves, should I tithe to the Lord at church and these worthy charities with my income at 10% before or after taxes?
就好像基督徒去想，究竟我要去做十一的奉献，究竟我应该是交税前，还是交税后去给奉献呢？
Now, of course, you might be in debt, and of course, you might be not able to reach that goal, but that wouldn't be significant anymore.
可能你会欠了钱，或者你不能够去达到那个目标，但是这个不再重要。
Because you just want to. You just want to do honorable things for the Lord.
你只是想去为神去做一些使到他尊荣的事。
You want to glorify his name.
你想去荣耀他的名。
You'll be willing to give sacrificially at great cost to you.
你愿意去牺牲自己，系无私嘅去奉献俾佢。
In other words, you wouldn't be asking, "What do I have to do?" I'd rather do the minimum and get by.
就即系话我，你唔会再问自己啊，究竟我需要做啲乜嘢咧？啊，我系咪做最少嘅最低嘅要求咁就 OK 咧？
That mindset is quite in contrast opposite to the mighty soldiers who honored King David by risking their lives.
呢个谂法同头先刚才讲嘅大能嘅勇士，佢点样去牺牲佢哋自己嘅生命，为住去要使到大卫去尊荣，系好唔同。
Do you see what holiness means?
你系咩圣洁系咩意思咧？
Holiness looks for ways to please God that are above and beyond the minimum required of you.
圣洁就系话去揾一啲嘅方法，系要去使到神系有尊荣，唔系只系单单要达到最低嘅要求。
Because you realize what holiness means, you belong to God.
你知道圣洁系咩意思，就系话你属于神。
And you believe that.And you believe you're set apart.
你是这样相信，你相信你自己是分别为圣。
And you start stop living just for yourself.
你不再只是为自己而活。
For God and others.
你是为神和其他人而活。
And you think all that out.
你要去思考去这样做。
And you not only obey, that is the will, the things that you do know, but you look for other ways to please God.
你唔单止系啊，要去决定去点样做，而系咧，你实际要去谂有冇其他嘅方法去使到神嚟喜悦。
Again, it's not a forced thing. You don't have to do it. It's a delight.
呢个唔系要强迫而你去做，而系你应该要系喜乐，系好开心嘅去做。
That's what it means to develop a life of holiness: mind, will, and heart.
要有一个圣洁嘅生命就系咁样，要有你嘅。用你的心思，用你的意志，用你的心。
Quang, if you don't mind, if you could go back to verse 17.
我睇翻第十七节。
First Peter 1, it says this in the NIV: Since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear.
第十七节，彼得话：你们既称那不偏待人、按各人行为审判人的主为父。就当存敬畏的心到你们在世寄居的日子。
This term fear of God, live in the fear of God, is one of the main themes of the scriptures.
敬畏神这个是一个是经文里面一个其中一个主要的主题。
And of course, I don't have time to unpack that one of that major theme and how to live the Christian life, fear of the Lord.
咁我哋呢度唔系要去讲啊，敬畏神系咩意思
？But in brief, as you'll see on slide 6, what does it mean to live?In the fear of God, as we consider the heart, we've already considered the mind, the will, and the heart now, the core of the being.
我哋而家讲嘅就系话，我哋嘅心系点样咧？啊，要去每一个敬畏神嘅生活又系点样
？In fact, the fear of God is the heart of what it will motivate you to create that desire in you to please, delight, and give yourself to God.
敬畏神就系话，你嘅心要去驱动你去喺你心里边去产生一个渴求。要你去，要想将自己去交俾神，去取悦神。
Well, the word fear means not to be scared that you're going to be destroyed.
敬畏嘅意思唔系话你好惊会被神去毁灭。
In fact, you can even tell that from verse 17, Peter's talking about what? Judgment day.
实际上十七节彼得系讲紧呢个审判嘅日子。
In verse 17 that we just read, he mentions an impartial judgment day.
他讲到审判嗰日咧，神系唔会偏心嘅。
And he goes on, he alludes and says it's your father who's going to be the judge that day.
佢话系你嘅父神，你嘅父亲喺当日会系呢个审判者。
And he says in the text, since you call on a father who judges, fathers, as you all know, can be pretty strict.
就话你称嗰位审判人嘅主系为父嘅时候
，If you're a dad, you have standards, right?
咁你作为一个父亲，你系要。严厉，因为你有系有有准则嘅。
You have standards, but fathers don't destroy their children.
但系父亲唔会毁灭佢哋嘅儿女。
Good fathers love their children, though they might be strict in standard.
好嘅父亲可能佢系好 很嚴厲, 但是他是愛他們的兒女。
Fear of God then doesn't mean to be scared that you're going to be destroyed on the last day.
敬畏神就不是代表你在審判那天會怕被神毀滅。
As you'll see on slide 7, the word fear in the Bible means internal awe and wonder.
敬畏的意思在人的心裏面是看到神是覺得是詫異，覺得神很偉大。
Fear in the Holy Bible means not just doing things you have to do because you have to do them out of a sense of duty.
敬畏的意思不是说你要去做一些责任，因为你是有责任要去做。
You want to do it.
你想去做。
Out of awe and wonder at who God is and what he's done.
因为你是看到神，他是哪一个，为你做了什么。
That means your heart is engaged. And what is it engaged with?
这个就是你的心去参与在当中。
Well, the answer is in this text, verses 18 and 19.
你的心是怎样去参与在里面呢？18、19节讲到给你听。
Again, I have it on slide 7 and 8. Verse 18 in the NIV, verse 19. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. I think it might be on a slide. Slide 7 okay, and 8 in the Chinese too. Okay. 18 and 19.
知道你们得赎，脱去你们的祖宗所流传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
Your heart needs to be filled with awe and wonder.
你的心要被神的奇妙伟大去充满。
Awe and wonder about what?
关于什么呢?
At the fact, as verse 18, 19 says, that Jesus Christ's blood, his sacrificial love, has been shed for you.
就是说耶稣基督的宝血，他已经为你而牺牲去流出来。
I also have this on slide 9 in John 17, 19. Jesus is praying. He's praying to his Father the night before he goes to the cross and dies.
在约翰福音17章19节，当耶稣基督即将要走上十架嘅时候，耶稣基督为佢嘅门徒去祷告。
And he makes this amazing statement that ties all the things we've been talking about together.
咁佢讲一句说话咧，将我哋刚才所讲嘅嘢咧，全部去联系一齐。
As you see on the slide, he says, "Father, for their sakes."
佢话我为他们的缘故。
So he's saying that to the disciples. He's looking at the disciples.
佢系向住门徒所讲嘅。
And Jesus is about to die for them.
佢就嚟为佢哋死。
And he says this astonishing thing. It's recorded in John 17, 19. For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they might be sanctified.
耶稣基督说，我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
So when Jesus says, I sanctify myself, that they might be sanctified, what's he talking about?
耶稣基督说什么？他说他自己分别为圣，使他们都成圣。
Sanctity, that's holiness.
成圣，圣洁。
I, says Jesus, sanctify myself.
耶稣基督他自己说我自己分别为圣。
So what's Jesus talking about?
耶稣说什么？
Does Jesus mean I'm going to become moral?
那是不是耶稣说我会变得更加有道德呢？
Of course he's not saying that. He's already moral, right? He's perfect.
他已经是有道德，因为他是完全完美的嘛。
So as you see on slide 10, what does he mean when he says, I sanctify myself?
那他说我自己分别为圣究竟是什么意思呢？
I give myself away for you. I set myself apart for you.
他说我将自己分别出来为了你的缘故，我将自己去给出来是为你的缘故。
I'm not living my life for myself.
我不是为自己而去活。
I'm going to live for my people.
我要为我的子民而活。
And I'm going to die for my people.
我也都为我的子民而死。
I'm going to be lonely and tortured for my people.
我会为我的子民是变得孤单。 是被虐待。
You see, there's a sense in which he says, I'm giving myself away for you.
耶稣基督说，我为你的缘故，我将自己去给出来。
And he says and does that so we might be set apart, sanctified for his glory and honor.
他說他這樣做是為了我們的緣故,使我們能夠成聖,是為了他的榮耀和尊榮。
In other words, Jesus loves us and he wants us to know the joy and freedom of not living for yourself.
耶稣基督這樣做是想我們去知道我們不是為了自己而活,而能夠得到的喜樂。
Because you know what happens when you're living just for yourself?
你知不知道只是為自己而活是怎樣的呢?
You realize the things are closing in on you. It's a feeling of claustrophobic.
你就好像覺得周圍的東西都是壓迫你自己一樣,好像一個幽閉恐懼症一樣。
Life kind of cramps down on us. It narrows in.
生命所有的東西都去掙扎你,在你的周圍變得越來越狹窄。
It's like a narrowness of spirit, the infinite regress. It's like you know you're spiraling down.
你就好像一個漩渦一樣,慢慢跌下來,你的生命好像越來越收窄。
And it shows in what you say and what you do.
讓你看到你所想的,你所說的是什麼?
Because you're starting to think and say, I'm not getting what I deserve.
你開始會說,我得不到我應該得到的東西。
And you start to complain.
你開始去埋怨。
You say, what about him? What about her? Their life seems better. They have less problems.
你就會想,那個人又怎樣?為什麼他們沒有我那麼多的問題呢?為什麼他們過得那麼好呢?
And Jesus counters that. He says, I love you so much, I want you to know the freedom that my love gives to you, that you don't need that faulty mindset of living for yourself anymore.
耶稣就說,我愛你,我想你知道你不再需要去為自己而活。
If you know my love, you'll be able to live for God and others.
如果你知道我愛是怎樣的時候,你不再去為自己而活,你是為神和為其他人而活。
Jesus says, I'm giving myself away.
耶稣說,我自己犧牲。
The precious blood of Christ is more precious, it says in a text, than silver and gold.
耶稣基督的宝血比金银更加宝贵。
But your heart has to sense that preciousness.
但你的心要感受到那种的宝贵。
And then your life will change.
你的生命就会改变。
See, when you see the ocean of God's love as you stand on the seashore,
就好像你在海边看到神的爱,好像这个海洋一样。
And you ponder and think about that love given for you,
你去思考神给你的这个爱,
that will melt your hard heart and will change you.
溶解你刚硬的心去改变你。
And you'll be able then to be set apart and live for him.
你就能够分别出来为他而活。
And to the degree you see him giving his life away for you, sanctifying himself, setting himself apart, to that degree you'll be able to give yourself away for him.
当你看到耶稣基督是为你去分别出来,将他的生命去献出来的时候,你就能够自己分别出来去为他而活。
So when you see him sanctifying himself, setting himself apart, living for you, you'll be able to live for him.
你就能够为他而活。
And to the degree you see that, what your sin cost him, and that degree, you will be holy.
当你看到他为你的罪, 所付出的代价是这么大的时候,你就会成为圣洁。
You know, in the Old Testament, God's holiness is awesome.
在旧约圣经,神的圣洁是很伟大,使到人都诧异的。
But in the New Testament, God's holiness is Jesus Christ giving himself for you.
但在新约里面,神的圣洁就在耶稣基督的里面,去将他的生命去给你。
And if you're willing to look at that intently, that will make you holy.
如果你是要去小心去看一下的时候,你就会成为圣洁。
Father, I thank you for the words of your holy word.
因为我们感谢你的话语。
I pray, Lord, that in some way your truth would touch our hearts today.
我们祈祷你的真理去触摸到我们的心。
You know, Lord, I don't know. You know, I see a lot of tired faces out there, so I'm not sure how effective all of this is, but you tell me in your word that if we proclaim and if we're faithful to your word, things will happen.
主要你说当我们宣告你的话语的时候,你就会成就你的事工。
And so that's what we do. We trust and obey you.
因为我们去相信信靠你。
Lord, I know there's a mystery there because it's dealing with your Holy Spirit and matters of faith.
主要我们知道你的圣灵会行事。
But matters of faith is not a blind leap in the dark.
但我们相信不是,我们的信心不是只是在黑暗里面去盲目的跟从。
Faith in your good news takes the mind, the will, and the heart.
我们要相信这个福音的时候,我们需要我们的头脑,我们的意志,和我们的心。
And so by your Holy Spirit, may you teach us well today.
求主圣灵去帮助我们。
And grant us the desire to apply it in our lives.
去给我们一个渴求,我们的心里面去应用在我们的生命上面。
Because we belong to you.
因为我们是属于你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求, 阿们。